And then, Dr. Warnock, my next question is just to help our audience understand what the process is for having a biologic treatment for their horse. So if I brought my horse to you and she's having some issues and we want to do her hocks with a biologic, what can I expect as the horse owner during that process?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So, in terms of the visit, what you can expect is the majority of those, just to use as an example, the ProStride, we would draw blood, and process using sterile technique and process that, blood sample in-house, to develop the ProStride sample and then inject it intra-articularly. So really the process, aside from the processing step and the blood harvest step, is no different than a typical joint injection. The administration of the regenerative therapy is identical to what you would normally expect with your typical corticosteroid or HA and corticosteroid joint injections. After the fact, I think you can expect a very similar result, in terms of time frame after an injection. The only thing that I typically recommend is a little longer period of rest after an intra-articular injection using a regenerative agent. It seems that some horses need a little longer. This is just my experience, that some horses need a little longer to respond, to see a clinical benefit, even though that clinical benefit may be longer lasting. And so it's not the typical 12, 14-day turnaround with a corticosteroid injection. But in terms of the process of what you'll see in the hospital standing by the horse is almost identical to your traditional joint injection.
And Dr. Warnock, you mentioned rest time. So are we talking about stall rest or just rest from work?
Yeah, just rest from work. Everybody's a little is very individual in terms of their post-injection recommendations, for your routine intra-articular injections for management of arthritis. And so my typical recommendation is install for 24 hours, as long as there's no contraindication to turning the horse out, like a soft tissue component or any other major concern that we have. This is all very relative to the individual patient. But then rest for a week, and then a slow reintroduction to exercise. I know that some of my colleagues are a lot more conservative in return to work, but as a typical just blanket statement, I think you can expect a response, at least from that particular system that we're referring to, within 14 to 21 days. So, and usually by 2 weeks, we have the horse back in work.